Why some cultures honor the soaring eagle as their symbol. Are you in harmony with life? If you aren't, you likely cannot soar. And soaring is the key to living a life worth living. This article shows what's in the way and suggests how to remove what prevents you from soaring. This article is a meandering journal entry, just walk with me. It will be worth your while. I promise. The more in tune you are with the universe, inner or outer, the more what I am going to share here applies to you. My core group students are going through the grief of what it was like to be a child with a violent father, or a father who didn't like the way you were, or having been an unplanned unwanted pregnancy. The deeper you can go into the despair of it, the easier it is going to be to create a new name for you. And to create a new reality around that new person. I am playing Freecell and it occurs to me that maybe I am winning every game not because I am smart, but because I am soaring. I used to struggle to be smart, or smarter, and even though it went away for a decade or two, it is back full force. Now that I am preparing, emotionally, to lead the soaring method course. I resent that my results are not due to me being smart, but are due to this new reality. I know it is ridiculous, I know, but the machine is taking over, and is trying to take over again. I hope it will get funny soon. Ugh. Bye tomorrow, please. Okay, it's now Saturday, and I spent the rest of yesterday binge-watching a BBC series, New Tricks. As in, can you teach an old dog new tricks? I am an old dog myself, and it was a lot of fun watching it. Last night I had some uncomfortable dreams. The theme was recurring, although the location wasn't. I have been poor before and powerless, in my dreams, in all kinds of different locations, and it was always miserable. This time it was in Sweden. Why Sweden? Ah, good question. The other day I got a short and casual email from a Swedish film student. He wrote, "Hello. My name is E. And I recently came across your website and was fascinated. I'm a Swedish film student and I was wondering if you might have a chance to conduct an interview with me? I would love to hear about your life and perspective on life for documentary purposes. All the best. /E. The thought that someone wants to talk about me makes me feel honored. But then I look in the mirror, and decide that if he is a filmmaker, he wants to show me. Not just hear me. So I tell him that it is a no-go. The whole experience makes me feel powerless and poor. Poor isn't someone who doesn't have enough. My recurring nightmare of not having enough. I wake up at my usual wake time, around 4 a.m, but I decide that I need to take this issue to its conclusion, after all I am a magician, or at least play one on television. Lol. It takes a few steps, but the new identity, my new name is ready. I am the vortex that rains abundance on people. I am smiling. Yeah, excellent name. It fully and unabashedly expresses who I am. Both sides of my personality. I am the vortex that rains abundance on people. We'll have the Soaring Method course starting this afternoon. I am still scared. And that is a good sign. I've been in poor health ever since I was born. I remember only hours in my life when nothing hurt. I can't remember whole days. I am as old now as my mother was when I last saw her. She ran circles around me. Despite the 27 years age difference. So as I am hauling a grocery from my front door to the refrigerator, struggling with pain, I look at this poor thing. I don't have enough. It tests yes. True. I don't have enough. It is very educational to look at some of your complaints how they justify your behavior or not. My I don't have enough has never stopped me from being generous, from giving all I have. Never. The most inspiring slogan I have ever heard is from A.L. Williams. All you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. It's been how I have been living, and life has always rewarded me for it. I may not have health, but I can give health. I may not have money, but I can teach you to make money. That is my behavior from the complaint that I don't have enough. I know other people who say, I don't have enough, therefore I'll withhold myself, and my energies. I need it all. Or say, I don't have enough, therefore I'll steal what other people have. Honor, dignity, happiness, right for privacy, their sleep. Whatever they have. Or I know people who will say, if I can't have it, I won't let you have it either. Hopes, aspirations, love, success. I have bad news for you, unless you desire to receive for the sake of sharing, you'll never be happy. If you want happiness for an hour, take a nap. If you want happiness for a day, go fishing. If you want happiness for a month, get married. If you want happiness for a year, inherit a fortune. If you want happiness for a lifetime, help someone else. You see, when I give you all I've got, I have no concern for what I am left with. My attention is on you, and that multiplies, magnifies what I have to give. And I am left with more of what I have given away. If there is a law of attraction of any sort, this is it. The more you give, the more you have. Whether it is love, or knowledge, or caring, or health, creativity, looking good, anything. Certain soul corrections cannot see that. 27, 23, 24, 29, and 31 are frequent in my courses. Soul correction is a Kabbalistic numerology method. Quite accurate, if you ask me. 27, silent partner, 23, sharing the flame, 29, removing hatred, 31, finish what you start, 24, jealousy, what they have in common is the highest desire to receive for the self alone score, preferably from another person. 33, revealing the dark side is a close runner-up. They don't understand the spiritual slash energetic law. What is the law? It is very countercultural. You can only have what you are willing to let go of. That is the law. When it comes to the soaring method, not wanting or not being able to go of what you want is a huge impediment. A muscle tested this, I cannot pull this energetically for you. This is part of your soul correction, and it is your job. Source says, I could pull. But I am not allowed to violate free will. Soaring, the state of soaring, is when you have no charge on your concerns. None. The moment you do, you fall back to the pedestrian, plodding state. And whatever comes out of your mouth is not inspiring to you, because inspiration means, you said it and heard it in the soaring state. And that is what we endeavor to accomplish in the Soaring Method course. One of the symptoms that gives away the people who have a hard time getting into soaring state is that they don't laugh easily. Nothing is really funny to them. Unless it is at someone's expense. And believe it or not, humor, seeing the funny in every situation is the key to soaring. So is it really the lack of sense of humor that prevents most from soaring? The lack of sense of humor is just the tip of that particular iceberg. What anchors it is the over-concern for yourself. In the starting point measurements I measure it, as point 37. Can you let go of self-concern? The other measure that can clue you in is your coachability score, 20. How teachable slash how coachable are you? If you cannot let go of your self-concern, you likely cannot enter the soaring state. Is it still worth doing the soaring method? Muscle test says yes. Why? Stuck states oftentimes get dislodged by diligent poking. The soaring method is going to poke your stuck self-concern. You may never become like me, getting my satisfaction through giving. If I measured self-concern from 1 to 100, mine is 0. Yours may be 100 at this time, but with diligent poking you can reduce that to a manageable level, and eventually be able to enter soaring. So get into poking. I wish we had those Russian magicians do classes in the United States. I would send you there in a jiffy. You can get the recordings of the soaring method, but it is too late to get into the live class. Go to step 2 https://www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring.